5 in Avar this week should be a big schus to the Fu Shalema, Mehilga Rebbetzin, Shendel Rivka Basleya. As I'm sharing this Torah, she's in the middle of her surgery, and Mirta Hashem, we're going to hear B'sur's Toivos and Rafuos and Yeshuos. Shalivi Shalcha Shalahi. Anything I have given in my life, anything I am in my life, is all because of her, and therefore all the Torah should be a big schus for her to complete Rafuos, Yeshuos, and a very easy recovery. Also, always as a Lili Nishmas, Eliezer Ben Yisrael, and he should be a Melech Joysher for his beautiful family and for Shandy as well, as Hashem. And the surgery, of course, is the end of year, so year is the month of Ani Hashem Rofecha Rosh Tevos, so it's going to be a month, the end of a month of big Rafuos and Yeshuos. We always say that the week, all the Kedusha and Brach of a week comes from the Shabbos beforehand. The Babetzer Rebbe says you have to live with the Parsha. Live with the laning. If you look at the end of the Haftorah, the last pasuk in this past week's Haftorah leading up to this week of the surgery of Meshach Chayil, the last pasuk was Rafa'eni Hashem Ve'Rafe, Hashi'enu Vivashaya, Kisila Siyata. Kadosh Baruch Hu, heal us because you're our healer. And we believe in that, and I believe in that, and Shandy believes in that. It's going to be a big zman of Rafua Bez Hashem Isbarach. We open up a new Sedra, we open up a new Parsha, Parsha's by Midbar, Sefer by Midbar. Puzzle begins by Daber Hashem on Moshe, but Midbar Sinai, Hashem spoke to Moshe, Midbar Sinai, but Ol Moed, in the Ol Moed, but Echad L'Chodesh Hasheni, the first of the second month, but Shana Hasheni is the second year L'Tzeitzo Meretz Mitzrayim, Lamor, second year that they left Mitzrayim. The Rechayim HaKodesh asks, in the Pasuk, when it talks about the Makom, the place, it starts with a klal, with a global place, Midbar Sinai, and then it talks about the Prat, the more detailed place in the Ohel Moed. But when it talks about the timing of this, it starts with the Prat, the more detailed, the first of the second month, Be'echad L'Chodesh Hasheni, and then it talks about the more global, B'Shana Hasheni, in the second year. Why does it change from when talking about the place to talking about the time in the order of the Prat and the Klal of those places and times? The Rechaim HaKadosh has his answer, Ayin Shom. The Hilga Bas Ayin gives such a beautiful idea. The Hilga Bas Ayin says that all of life is dependent on Amunah. And all of our connection to Torah and Hashem is clearly dependent on Amunah. It's tzaddik be'amunah so yichya. However, everything is Amunah. When we believe, when we have Hashem by our side, we can get through anything. When we have Hashem by our side, we're going to be the Ovdei Hashem we're supposed to be. We're going to keep Torah mitzvahs in the proper way. We're going to connect to Torah. We're going to learn Torah. We're going to be besimcha. Emunah is the foundation of everything. Emunah and bitachon. The bitachon that Hashem's taking care of, Hashem's supporting us, Hashem's healing us. Emunah and bitachon. And only through that foundation can we even think about then being a mekabel of the Torah. During this time period between Pesach and Shavuos, as we left Mitzrayim, we're preparing to receive the Torah. And these were the days, Bamidbar, in that desert, the days of preparation for Kabbalah's HaTorah. The Basayan explains how we know famously in the Medrash, Lo Nitna Torah, Elo Ochle Man. The Man had to be eaten by those who are going to connect to Torah and learn Torah and keep Torah mitzvahs, because the Man represented Amunah and Bitachon. The Man was, I know every day, all my parnassah is straight from Shemayim, straight from Hashem. Everything I have is from Hashem. When we eat Man, we have the ultimate Amunah Bitachon. I can't even get confused for a moment and think, I can't get confused for a moment and think it's my, within my ability, it's within my effort. It's all Hashem. It's all Hashem. Everything is Hashem. And if everything is Hashem, then I can connect to Torah. Lo nitna Torah, that's our avodah, to have emunah, to have bitachon. And then we can be ready to receive the Torah. We have to have bitachon. You have to have complete bitachon. Complete trust in Hashem. If you take Betach, Beis, Tes, Ches, and the Miloy, right? The Miloy is the filler of each letter. Like Aleph is really Aleph Lamed Pei when we verbalize it. So Beis is Beis Yud Tov. Tes is Tes Yud Tov. Ches is Ches Yud Tov. The Miloy of every single letter of Betach, to have Bitacha, to trust, is always Yud Tov. Yud Tov is Gematria 410, exactly Kadosh. Bas Ayin teaches us, you want to be holy, you want a life of holiness, Kadoshim to you. You need to be betach. You need to trust in Hashem. You need to believe in Hashem. You believe in Hashem, we're going to have everything. We're going to have Kedusha. We're going to have Torah. That's the avodah of every single one of our lives. So it comes along the pasuk at the beginning, Bamidbar. And the pasuk says, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Bamidbar Sinai. Hashem spoke to Moshe Midbar Sinai. And he emphasizes first Midbar Sinai before he talks about Olam Moed. Midbar Sinai represents the desert. The desert is a place void of anything physical, materialistic. There's no nutrition. When you're walking through the desert, you have to have full emunah that Hashem is taking care of. And our food came from heaven. In the desert, our clothing grew with us. In the desert, there was an Anei HaKavod that was surrounding us. It was all emunah bitachon in the Midbar. So Hashem says, when you have to Moshe, when you have Midbar Sinai, when you have a life of bitachon that the Midbar Sinai represented when the Jews left Mitzrayim, that's when you'll be zoicha to go ba'ol ha-moed. Then you'll go into the ol ha-moed. Then you go into Kedusha. Then you'll be a holy person. Only through emunah. Leich tech achra ba-midbar. And then you'll be zoicha to the ol ha-moed. Then you'll be zoicha to Kedusha. So he starts with Midbar, and then he goes to ol ha-moed, because that has to be the foundation of our Kedusha. It's the foundation of our lives. Is that emunah represented by Midbar. But then when talking about the dates, he starts ba'echad l'chodesh ha-sheni. Talks specifically talking about more detailed chodesh ha-sheni. Iyar. So the Basayan explains, because we know based on the Gemara and Kedusha and Lamaches, and the Chassam Sofer explains this at length, that it was only in that second month that we started receiving the mun. In Nisan, we didn't have mun yet. We had all the matzah and the food that we took with us. It was only in Iyar. So we start again. Be'echad, l'chodesh sheni, the month of Iyar, when we had the mun, which represents again our emunah, our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bitachon. So we start the pasuk talking about that when it talks about the time period, because that's the emphasis. That's the emphasis of our lives. It's emunah. It's belief in Hashem that will bring us to Kedusha. Everything has to start with emunah. Everything has to start with our belief in Hashem. And where do we get that from? And the pasuk ends, Letzeisa Me'eretz Yisrael. When we left Mitzrayim, it was all emunah. It was the emunah that we were zoicha to the geula. It was the emunah that we built through the Ten Makos, through the Kriyas Yamsuf, Ayminu B'Hashem of Moshe Avdo. That emunah is the foundation, and that leads us eventually to Kabbalah HaTorah. The emunah that's represented by the Midbar, the emunah that's represented by the Mon, and therefore every step, the place, the time has to start with emunah. That's what the Eilu Gebasayin teaches us, and everything in our lives is emunah. And Mir Tashem, all the refuah of my wife is also going to be emunah. When we left Mitzrayim, we were eating matzah. Matzah, the Zohar says, is machla de memnusa. It's the bread of emunah, the bread of belief. It represents our emunah that we had when we left Mitzrayim. As we're explaining, the emunah that Hashem is by our side every single moment. But that same Zohar says it's also machla de zvusa. It's also the bread of refuah, the bread of health, the bread that brings refuah. Why is it the same bread? The matzah is the bread of emunah, is also the bread of refuah. The Yismach Yisrael explains, when a person has emunah, when a person has belief, when a person is healthy in his head with that emunah, it brings refuah to the entire body, it brings refuah to the entire guf. The MS is, we all know this, it's been proven many times, there's so many articles on one's psychological well-being and one's mental health having an effect on one's physical health. When you're good, when you're besimcha, you could be a healthy person. That's the emunah we have right now, the emunah we have as my wife is going through surgery, the emunah we have that Hashem is by our side every moment. And that will lead to refuah. The same machal de azvusa will be from the machal de mamnusa. We have that emunah. I have that emunah. My wife has that emunah. We all have that emunah. The emunah that right now, the Rabbeinu Shalom's holding the hand of the surgeon in the middle of the surgery, making sure that everything's going to go beautifully. He's there by my wife's side. This morning when we got to the hospital, we parked. And we parked the car on 102nd Street, 102, and I looked at Shandy, I said, Shandy, we're good. He says, what do you mean? 102 is Gematria Amunah. It's all Hashem. It's all Hashem. When Shandy looked at me and I had to leave, they made me leave, they kicked me out. I can't be by her side in the OR. She asked, what should I be thinking about? What tefillahs before I go in for the surgery right before? My last tefillahs, I said, the tefillahs should just be Amunah. Just be that Hashem is by your side and you know it, and Hashem is with the surgeon and you know it, and everything's going to be good. That's the Amunah we have. Somebody asked me before, are you there alone? I said, I'm not alone. The Rabbeinu Shalom's by my side every moment. The Rabbeinu Shalom's with me. It's all good. It's all going to be good. It's all good. Kol madav rachmanol tavavid. Let's all of us have this amuna. Amuna, whatever we go through. Amuna, when we're going through difficulties in machlas and need health. Amuna's in a parnasa. Amuna in shiduchim. Amuna that Hashem is by our side. We're only always going to share b'sur tovos. Shendi Rifka Basel Tendo Rifka Leia and Bzir Tovos for all in need of all that need Yeshuos and Rafuos and only Simcha and Bracha for everybody. A very beautiful Hail Gishabas Kodesh full of Simcha and Bracha to Rezoichit, to the ultimate Simcha, where we don't any longer need to go through any Cheshech to find our, but it's all our. Bayomu Yeshem Achadish Mayachad with Bias Mashiach and the Gula Shlema. From Heir of Imenu, have a Hail Gishabas Kodesh. A Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Heilige Shabbos Kodesh.